Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there, and welcome to New Life Live. So glad you're with us here today on New Life. And joining me, two fine gentlemen, Chris Williams, Milan Yurkovich. Hi, guys.
Hey, Steve. Good to be here.
Good to be with you, Steve. And happy Father's Day yesterday to both of you.
Yes, thank you. And you as well.
Thank you.
Double back at you both. And both you guys, great dads, great fathers. And I hope that you other dads out there had a great Father's Day. And no, it's not a fun day for everybody. I mean, it's really kind of tough for a lot of folks. But anyway, I'm glad that you're here with us today. And if you would like to talk with us, we would love to talk with you. And you could do that simply by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-229-3000 is the number to call to be on radio. 1-800-229-3000. We would love to have you here. One of the things that we've been thinking about is all this stuff with COVID virus and all of the different ramifications. I did Lose It for Life on my Growing Deeper at 3 p.m. Eastern because of the, you know, you got the freshman 15, the COVID-19. But another thing that's come up is sitting around, bored, a lot of time, compulsive buying disorder. Guys, let's talk about that a little bit because other than people buying resources from New Life, we just do not want that to happen. And it's a struggle for a lot of people. It's so easy to do it online or however. So, yeah, let's talk about it.
Well, one of the primary definitions that, or symptoms, I should say, of looking at addiction is it's a relationship to a mood-altering, it could be substance, but also behavior. And so the behavior of buying something actually can create a little bit of a dopamine boost to us that gets us out of our bad state of feeling, you know, a negative emotion. And that can become very, very powerful. And instead of being able to work through our negative emotions, again, this is another way of medicating it.
Also, when it shows up at the door, it kind of is a little boost there. There's a bit of mood alteration, like somebody gave you a gift. I mean, it was yourself, and you're going to get the bill for it. But there is something to that. Oh, look, a package. It's for me, and something I bought a few months ago. But I think anything that is a bit of a problem in something with isolation, mm-hmm. like we've got, can become a huge one.
Yeah.
And you know, Milan, and I was thinking about this thing of social distancing. You know, it should have just been called physical distancing, because you don't want to socially distance. I mean, we got to hang on to each other in tough times like
well,
this.
Well, isolation, Steve, to your point, absolutely contributes to and exacerbates all of our addictions of all sorts, this being one of them. But people that turned to other activities, distractions, behaviors, as Chris said, they're trying to alter their mood by a new behavior or behavior that creates satisfaction. And what they're trying to do, and what we all do, is we're trying to medicate or make bad feelings go away. And so if we're isolated, we're further into a position where we are forced to face ourselves and be alone without any distractions. So that's important.
It is. And like anything, you know, the kind of the mood alters with the anticipation of it, getting involved with it, you know.
Yeah, adrenaline, excitement, there's a thrill, and so but it's all distraction. And as opposed to sitting in your isolation getting into relationship and telling someone how you feel and letting the relationship be the healing agent.
Yeah. All right, so we'd like to be in relationship with you, be the healing agent, 1-800-229-3000. And you can watch us on Facebook right now.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Headphones snapped off there. All right. If you'd like to join us, 1-800-229-3000. I want to mention we have these great one-day events. We've got intimacy and marriage coming up, my own and I are doing. But here's a letter from just this wonderful lady that came, or she attended the event Finding Freedom that Chris Williams and I did. And so grateful to get this from Ashley. But listen to this. She says, "How in the world can y'all speak so broadly and yet touch the lines of so many with a vast array of situations? It was fascinating to be part of. My brain is fried, and yet I feel free." And then she said, "This morning, I woke up free." Isn't that great? I mean, I love that. And so thank you for that letter. Go online. Look at newlife.com at the one-day events or two-day events that we have, because it's a great time to get the information, be in a process group, and then, you know, you don't have to travel, and it's convenient, and it's powerful. It really is. We're kind of shocked at how powerful it is. So 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or go to newlife.com to find out about all of that. Let's, how about we go over here to Tammy. Now, Tammy is calling us from, I believe it's Austin. Yeah. How you doing, Tammy? What's going on with you today?
Hi. I'm doing fantastic. I just wanted to be on the phone today with you to tell you, and this has been like quite a while. My husband and I got married about 20-some years ago.
Okay.
We got divorced after we got divorced because I told the family because he was drinking, but really it was because of porn. We went through all this process. 2 years later, we got back together because he kind of saw his ways. Little did I know that was all just a lie. So we split up again, but we stayed in the same household just because of financial reasons. But I insisted he go to every man's battle. And then he went, and then a few weeks later, maybe 7 or 8 weeks later, I went to Women in the Battle. We battled it again for probably another 3 years, just battling it. But he was addressing it slowly. It was really painfully slow, but I felt really led by what things that you said, things that Sherry said in your books, of course, what the Bible says, Proverbs 7, 1 through 8, I believe, or 9. Just a lot of different things that were touching me. And I just wanted to just put a big shout out there to, first of all, God, second of all, New Life, for all of the things that y'all do. And then if there is anybody listening out there, there is hope. Go to New Life. Go to Every Man's Battle, you men. Go to Women in the Battle, you women, and do this, because even though you might think, I don't have the time, I don't have the money, I don't have the energy, every day that you say that, it's just Satan winning. Satan doesn't want you to go, because he wants you to stay in that state. And I just wanted to just praise God for Calvin and I being healed. Praise God that we have been able to come on this side of it. Our relationship is not perfect. I'm not saying that we don't sin, because we are human, we sin. But it's so unique when you sin, and at the moment, even as the second you're doing it, if whether it's a comment or a snide remark or he maybe want to get back on the internet or whatever, we catch ourselves, because I had a part in it too. My part in it was huge. And when I said, God, I'm going to give him to you, I surrender everything about him to you, then I lift up you, God, to just show me the way. And every time, it always put me back to read that book from Sherry, read that book from Steve, go to the Bible, go to CBN, watch Pat Robertson, go to Billy Graham, go to everywhere you can go, listen to good Christian music. And I promise you, the only thing that keeps yourself and your husband or wife, and if you're a man listening, is Satan.
Well, and Tammy, I appreciate what you've said here, and there's some things I like about it. One is it didn't all perfectly work out, but you guys persevered. And then secondly, you're not making anybody feel badly about thinking, well, we're all perfect, no problems at all. You've still got reality that you're dealing with. And I love that. And I want to send you a little gift. Women in the Battle is called Restore. I'm going to send you the Restoration Bible. Just thank you for your comments. But look, Tammy is a great example of we love for everybody to come to something, and it all works out perfectly, but you persevere, hang in there. Sometimes it's a layer here, a layer there, and then we find transformation is complete. So really glad. Thank you for that. 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out about Restore or Every Man's Battle, intimacy in marriage. All of those, pretty powerful.
Steve, Tammy's story is a great story of how growth takes place.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A lot of people, there's a lot of different views about how people change, or some want to see things happen very fast. And we use different words to describe that process. But Tammy's and her husband's was slow, it was deliberate. They worked hard, they did the right things,
they
kept working. And then she has a realistic assessment as to where they are right now.
Yeah.
They're not perfect.
Yeah.
But it's a good example of slow growth, persistent in the same direction, yielding results.
Well, yeah. There's three key components I heard that is I see in every redemptive story.
Mm-hmm.
First, there's ownership of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
There's a surrendering that I don't have what it takes. I need help.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the engagement in effective work,
mm-hmm.
moving through the problem with those who can help you get there and staying with it over and over.
Well, and then in the 12-step program, there's – you reach a point, and one of the steps you come to, it says, and we continued to practice these principles in all of our affairs. Mm-hmm. And when we were wrong, we promptly admitted it. And that's what she's talking about here. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Cheryl. WAVA is the station. Cheryl, how you doing? What's going on in your life today?
Hi, guys. How are you guys? I'm well. Thank you for asking. I listen to you all the time. I picked up on your show today. I'm in the car on my way to an appointment and heard you saying about compulsive shopping.
Yeah.
And that really hit me. Yeah, because with the COVID going on, I'm home too much all the time.
Sure.
And I found an opportunity to shop online, and I'm even waking up in the middle of the night and looking and seeing, trying to get the best buy, and it's getting really bad. So I just don't know how to stop.
Yeah.
I was never a compulsive buyer. I am a believer, and I know it's bad. I know it's Satan. I just don't know how to stop.
Well, let me ask you this. I'm seeing all these things on TV about these sites where you bid on things and all. Is that any part of what you're doing there, or is it just you find things?
I'm not bidding. I'm finding. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to talk over, but I'm not bidding. I am finding really good deals, and they're porch pickups.
Okay.
So I have no contact with people. I go to the porch with a mask on. I'm very safe. And it's really good deals, and I've been buying gifts, but I've also been buying for myself, so now I'm worried, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, I get that. It's so interesting. Some people get up in the middle of the night, they want a snack or something like that, and they know they're not really hungry, but here you're getting up and you don't want to miss anything, so you're going online. Maya, let's start with you. So if she were to come in, something tells me you might be looking a little deeper than where she's shopping and what it makes her feel like when she does it. What would you be dealing with her?
Well, Cheryl, thank you for your call, and thank you for sharing with us.
Mm-hmm.
And that is literally the first step. The first two things you did is you had self-awareness, and then you brought it into relationship with someone else. And what a privilege to be a part of that with you. I think what has to happen, Cheryl, is we have to slow down, bring it into relationship, come to somebody that understands and could talk to you. Perhaps a group, perhaps an individual who would meet with you for a few weeks and months that would help us understand what is the stress we're trying to relieve and the anxiety that we're trying to relieve or the distractions that are to try to get us to get our minds off things by shopping. And then the adrenaline gets exciting, and how do we say no to another adrenaline? And as Chris said earlier, another dopamine hit. You know, it's just that excitement. And Cheryl, who do you have in your life with whom you are very close that you could share this with? And then also talk about how uncomfortable you feel when you're alone. Because a lot of people don't do aloneness. Right. Well,
that's the thing. I'm a widow and I'm a new empty nester.
Oh, wow. See?
Wow. Yeah. That's a lot of loss.
So that's two biggies.
Yeah, very much so.
Friends, but, you know, I also turn them on to this.
Well, wouldn't it be great?
It's your new shopping small group, you know?
Yeah. But wouldn't it be great if you had a couple of people. Maybe they need to be in a different time zone, but you get up at night and you know you're going to shop. But rather than shop, you were able to call them and say, hey, okay, I need a little help here. What's that?
Okay, great.
But the thing is,
I have a friend in Hawaii.
Okay, there you go. That would be perfect. But here's what I think. Anybody with this struggle, if you were to do that, if you were able to arrange it that you've got somebody that you could call when you're up at 3 or 4 a.m., I really believe if you did it one time, you would feel so good about having done that versus shop. I think it would kind of give you a comparison of one thing leaves me with regret and shame and wanting to try harder. The other one leaves me fulfilled, connected, feels good about myself, which is so much better than just feeling good for a minute. I think it'd be the beginning of transformation. And one of the things we know is that you've seen the problem, you've said it out loud, you're taking responsibility for it. I love that. Chris, you had a thought here?
Yes. Cheryl, I want you to take three steps. The first one is to get into some grief counseling so that you can work through the losses that you're experiencing that are very significant. Those are really, really hard to sit with alone. In fact, we're not made to sit with those alone. With that, there is Debtors Anonymous, which is a 12-step group, and they address these very things. So there's a support group out there that you can be a part of. And then the last thing is just something for you personally. I want you to think about this, that God created us as creators. And so I want you to think, today, am I going to be a consumer or am I going to be a creator? What do I want to make today as opposed to what do I want to buy today? And so that kind of helps your mind get in a different place of contribution, of giving rather than taking. So I want to be a creator, not a consumer today.
I love that. And there is just another level of fulfillment there. I love that. Here's what I'm going to do, Cheryl. I'm going to send you the Life Recovery Bible and a workbook, and it'll help you with those 12 steps. And I'll send you the grief workbook. You know, whenever we lose somebody, if you're a widow, I think you know this feeling. After your spouse dies, everybody's paying attention to you. You get all of the help and support. And then at some point, everybody else goes on with their life, and your life is different. And nobody seems to be calling, and nobody's sending the cards anymore, and it's double lonely, because you wonder, anybody care anymore that I'm sitting over here by myself? Sometimes you start shopping, because boy, those packages or whatever, they give you a little distraction, give you a little comfort. Whatever it is, you know, sometimes just sitting down with a counselor face to face. I was talking to one of our great counselors today in the network. Such a rich, rich heritage of helping people. And I just know there's somebody in your area that maybe we could find you that would few sessions with them. It takes the drive away. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and let us help you. We'll be back right after this from our New Life Live.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Really glad that you're with us here today. 1-800-229-3000. We'd love to have you on the program if you'd like. By the way, I'm doing a series on divorce, recovering from divorce, at 3 o'clock Eastern Time on Growing Deeper. Actually, it's Going Deeper, but we're growing deeper too. And that's on Facebook Live. You can find it on Facebook and then or just go to the newlife.com and find it there also. But I love doing this, loving helping people, and would love to help you, because anybody thinking you can go through a divorce and then just everything's going to work out just fine, no, it doesn't happen that way. Let's go to Lisa. She's calling. Well, she's calling from Georgia. I don't know where, but somewhere. Hi, Lisa. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you, Dr. Arterburn. I've listened to you for years.
Well, I'm glad you called today, but what leads you to call after years, Lisa?
After years, because I'm coming up on 25 years in both Narcotics Anonymous and Alcoholics Anonymous, and I'm also Codependent Anonymous, which is another self-step program, and I have your Bible. But, you know, I still have no time for myself. I still give myself up to other people. Like, there's so many Zoom meetings, and I end up wondering, why didn't I go to the meeting? And it's because I did something for somebody else. I try writing it down. I try remembering, but then I'm always feel lost, dazed, and confused because I didn't do what I had to do for me. I never do anything for myself to make myself feel worthy, to make myself feel good, except stay clean and sober, except, you know, Codependency Anonymous is helping me the most, because a lot of times because of my relatives, I start to get back into shame. And I think that's the PTSD part, you know, because they say one word, like somebody called in my family, called me greedy. And I had so much shame. I got into so many arguments just because I was trying to show them that I wasn't. And I didn't have to prove anything to them, as long as I know it.
All right. Now, Lisa, while you were saying all that, I was praying that Mylon or Chris would really have some deeper insight into this, that you might walk away, or after we're finished, you might say, that really could change everything. Now, I don't know if that's going to happen, but that's what I'm praying for you, because I see you've got this servant heart. You want to help people. You're reaching out, but you're having a hard time finding a place for you. And based on what you've said, if there's anybody that I would not want to be experiencing shame, it would be you. Chris, you want to get us started here? What do you think might be at the heart of having a hard time just taking care of me and being able to help other folks too?
Lisa, your task is going to be a challenging one, but a crucially, crucially important one. Your spiritual task, which there's not a more important one, is to discover, recover, and hold on to your inherent worth, your value. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. The adults in your life were supposed to, as a child, mirror that back to you, and they didn't. They actually mirrored back to you their own shame, their own hurt, their own sense of worthlessness. And that got on you, and you have adopted that throughout your life. Now, you've done phenomenal work in recovering from the behavior that we use to medicate the pain of being unworthy, the pain of being unloved. But we still have to then move forward into discovering, and again, also protecting, having the boundaries. So we give up the things that are important to us when we don't believe that we are important. And it's when we believe and when we cultivate the value in us that we can set boundaries around that. And that's the point of boundaries, is to protect that which is valuable. And so that's why those of us who don't feel like we have value have a hard time with boundaries.
Mm-hmm. Milam, what are your thoughts here?
Well, Lisa, I love your question. And, you know, we can participate in a lot of programs that tell us, in essence, and support us, don't do that. Now, say no to the narcotics, say no to the alcohol, say no to codependency. But I also want to make sure that what is being looked at is what is causing those behaviors. Why am I escaping into those things? As Chris said, shame is something that happens as a we when I'm a little child, but when I grow older, I carry it on as a me because somebody else imparted shame. But I would also have to address the issues of trauma. A lot of children in very, very difficult homes have a high ACE score, which stands for Adverse Childhood Experience. And so a lot of times we don't articulate that. We don't ask the question, how much trauma did I go through? Mm-hmm. And it's important to ask that question because one of the things we want to do is be with trained trauma specialists who can help me heal from the traumas and help me have the grip of that trauma. As you described the shame story, it was still so powerful in you. And you were talking about how hard it was and how much you had to explain. And it's really important to find traumatologists who can help us with the trauma and people who also understand how the mind and the body are connected for the purpose of allowing our body to show us and then relieve our body from the stress of that trauma. I'd like to suggest that that is something you may want to think about, a trauma recovery, which includes, Chris, as you said on a previous call, grief as to what caused your traumas. But those are a few additional thoughts in addition to what Chris said.
So good. You know, I still go to counseling, still in recovery, wife same, because there's always another level to go deeper with insight and understanding.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life Live stay in the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you a set of four devotionals, 100 Days of Character, Peace, Prayer, and the newly released 100 Days of Healing. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops.
I did go to Take Your Life Back. That's been immensely helpful to me. That's why I continue to support the ministry with the hope that not only am I helping my own situation, that I'm helping others as well.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Please. All right. Well, I tell you, I just hope and pray something we've said here has helped a little bit there. Lisa, did I tell Lisa I would send her something?
I don't think so.
No. I don't think I did either. Well, I'm going to send you a Restoration Bible. And let me tell you one of the things. The R in the RESTORE acronym stands for rest and reflect. And that really is, I just hope you'd start there and just give yourself some time. Let yourself have some rest time separate from the Zoom meeting or helping somebody else. The reflective life, I think it's the beginning of a rich and endearing life where we get to some of those lower levels. But I'm going to send that to you. And I just hope and pray that you're able to find a counselor that could deal with some trauma, do some grief work. Let us find that person for you, and let's see if we can give you some of that, it's freedom that I think you absolutely deserve. And anybody else, if you're not free, let us help you. Call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Larry Sonnenberg's in the studio, and Larry has been part of every, I mean, almost every weekend that we do, every intensive we do, he's been part of it. I think, Larry, you've got another testimony for
us. I do. You know, 2 weeks ago we did Finding Freedom.
Yes.
And here's what a guy wrote. For me, a guy struggling with social anxiety, general anxiety, and sometimes depression, it was the fellowship part that had the greatest impact. Those six guys, he's talking about the guys in his group at the workshop, feel like great friends already. I live in a lonely place, and making real connections are very hard. Not last Saturday. Those guys cared about what I had to say as much as I cared about what they had to say. I learned that if I apply the things presented, trust myself, trust others, press into a better relationship with the Lord, that my struggles can one day be in the rearview mirror. Mostly from Saturday, I just feel loved, and I can't thank you enough for that.
Now, that's really what we were surprised at, that you could come do everything online and still, as a man, feel loved by the other guys in your group. And so if you're thinking, well, you know, this probably isn't that great or something, it's so powerful being led by a clinician as you connect with these other guys, and then you stay together after that. It includes four sessions beyond the actual workshop. And I think that's one of the real keys. Anything else you want to add to that, Larry?
Well, there are a couple things. One is we're doing Every Man's Battle this weekend, this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And so that same thing happens at Every Man's Battle. So, guys, please sign up for that. It's not too late. Women, ladies, wives, call and get the information. You know your husband needs it. Help him get there. The other thing is we still have a matching gift. And I want to say something. We did not put a date by on this matching gift, kind of because I feel that's always been a manipulative thing in fundraising. And we don't want to manipulate our audience into saying, if you don't give by this date, it goes away, because that wasn't the way it was presented to us. But we do want to fulfill that soon. So if you would please make a gift and label it for the matching fund, there's probably $45,000 sitting there that we can't use until you match it. So thank you.
And Larry, if I could just add, you know, the urgency of mental, emotional, relational, spiritual health is always there. But my goodness, is it not more urgent today than I've experienced in my own lifetime? And so us being able to keep moving that mission forward as God leads us in his grace is so critically important. And finding financial partnership to do that is just so essential.
Amen and thank you.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you could just give us any amount, it's doubled. Rather than help one person, it'll help two. And we thank you in advance, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We're going to go to Derek. He's called us here on 1-800-229-3000. We'll do another program right after this. Hi, Derek. How are you today? What's going on in your life?
I'm fine. Thanks for taking my call. I'll try making it as short as I can.
Sure.
I'm calling because I was in a relationship, and I put a lot into it and a lot financially, and she decided she wanted to go with someone else, and that was fine. And my question is that I just, you know, I accepted it, and you know, I'm just can't seem to move on. I'm always constantly thinking about, you know, thinking about what we had and how things were, and I'm trying to move on. I'm just seeing that I can't.
Hey, okay, Derek, let me ask you this: when you said you put a lot into it financially, did you loan her some money or give her a bit of money?
Yes. And she says that she's going to pay it, you know, pay it back. And if she does, it's fine. If not, it's okay, too. And
Can you tell us about how much you're talking about? Would you mind telling us how much you're talking about?
It's like $2,000. Not two, but more than that, like $6,000 or $7,000 at least.
Okay. You know, I don't know her, but to leave you and you've helped her with this financially, I'm just going to, you know, sociopathic distancing is really healthy in dating, and you just never, ever want to pick that, to to help somebody beyond the basic needs and things in a dating relationship. It just usually hardly ever goes well, and I feel so badly for you. And I just want to say, when a person uses you financially,
right?
It's really hard if you don't have a bunch of guys to meet with and talk about. It's hard to pick a person like that out because, or to know what they're up to or their motives, because they just make you feel so good. They do, you said you feel like you were used, and I suspect that you were. And so I want to turn this over to Mylon and Chris, but I just say this. Let us help you grieve what you lost so that all that good stuff in you can move on and you don't go from one desperate situation to the next. Guys, what are you thinking here for Derek? That's got to be pretty tough.
Well, Derek, before you felt used by this woman, I'm going to guess that you felt euphoric and excited about the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Okay.
And true.
Okay, so tell me how many times in your life, even in your childhood, maybe you experienced disappointment in relationship, losses in relationship, being ignored, being not seen. Do you have any experiences like that growing up as a little guy?
Well, the most relationships I've had, they've been like, I've been pretty much dictated to, because I'm kind of on the shy side, so I've been pretty much dictated to, and I'm pretty much told what to do, taken advantage of, so that's kind of the problem. But I've learned, from this, I've learned that, I've tried to put this behind me, and I know that the Lord has something better for me, because I'm trying to put this behind me, but my problem is for you is that I keep thinking about this, and I need help to try to get this off of my mind and try not to think about it and obsess about it so much.
Well, Derek, here's a key. One of the things you're trying to do here is not forget about it. You need to learn from it and to ask yourself, why do I get in so quick, so fast, and go in so deep and with so much emotion and excitement and euphoria? Can I really trust this person with my emotions? Is this person trustworthy? Are they safe? It takes time to figure all that out. And so you're going in really fast, I'm guessing, and then throwing all into the relationship. And it's really important that we stop and ask, why do I jump in so quickly with so much enthusiasm and so much hope? Mm-hmm. And because sometimes if we've had difficult relationships, especially as a child, we idealize what a relationship could be, and then we throw ourselves in too quickly, and then we get burned. And so we don't want to just forget this. We want to learn from it.
Yeah, because right. Derek, the better that God has for you is not another person. The better he has for you is a better you. And I want that to be very clear, because she cured a loneliness that was euphoric, but what she didn't do was invest in the relationship. You got used. And so real quickly, I want you to depersonalize her bad behavior. It wasn't about you. It was about her and what's broken inside of her. And as Mylon was saying, now it's time to go back and just kind of look at what's inside of me that I keep choosing these bad relationships.
Hmm.
And you gave a hint, and it is moving into greater maturity and into your own person.
All right. I'm so glad you called. I'm going to send you this little book, Is This the One? And I'm going to also send you Mylon Kay's book, How We Love.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and we were talking about Derek, and I was talking about sometimes, Bible study can be a great place. And then, but the reality is men's Bible studies are places where people aren't talking about real problems, and they're talking about their theological stance on something, and it just reminded me, Mylan's, I was involved in a Bible study with Denny Blessy, and there were seven of us, and five out of the seven, and not Denny, not me, were having affairs during the Bible study that we found out about later. So we called it the Liars Club, but it is true. You can be, you know, be having this great, great time of fellowship. And
well,
then,
that's kind of my point. Yeah, as compared to a recovery group or people that are together around the theme of recovery, mm-hmm. They're starting off honest. They're starting off by, you know, just saying, okay, here's where we're at. Here's why I'm in the group.
Yeah.
And oftentimes, like you just said, Chris, at the break, a Bible study is a very cognitive event sometimes. Mm-hmm. We're studying the scriptures, which is good. But, Steve, I have been in groups and seen groups just like the one you described. Mm-hmm. And because it doesn't necessarily call people out and ask them what's going on.
True. All right. I hope, Jan, if you can hold on, I'm going to go to you. We're going to do another program after this. You can call back or hold on. I've got time for one more call, and it is Willis from, he listens on KBBW, I think, from Colleen, Texas. And I do want to go to him, but I wish I could get to everybody. If you hold on, we're going to do another program, or you can join us for that program in 15 minutes, 1-800-229-3000. Willis, how are you doing today? What's going on?
Praise the Lord, sir. Thank you. All right. How y'all doing?
Yes, we're doing okay.
My wife and I are walking in separate directions with the Lord, and I just need some guidance on what to do about this, and my spiritual principles are being very challenged.
How long have you been married, Willis?
18 years, sir.
Mm-hmm. When did she start walking the other direction?
When I got saved back in 2017.
Okay, so about 3 years ago. And so you weren't saved when you married her, and then you get saved, and she's not coming around. Well, let's start with, how about you, Mylan? What do you think would be good for Willis here, or any other questions you want to ask him?
Hey, Willis, thanks for your call. What do you think hurt her? What do you think really... just struck in her heart a lot of pain? Who, how, where did she get hurt by the church or other people and then that were Christians?
Well, we had a confrontation about a year ago in our life, and that kind of hurt her a lot.
Hmm. Okay. And
she's still holding it against me.
Okay.
And I feel it's not right.
Okay. Well, that answers the question. So many times people's behavior changes. The behavior changes when we get hurt, and then all of a sudden we go in opposite directions. And so I would come back, and instead of saying we have a different spiritual direction, we're going in different directions, she won't go to church with me, et cetera, I would sit down with her and say, let's talk about that hurt. Now, you might need help with that. And Chris, what would you say to that if they came in your office?
Yeah, I would ask that you both take a position of humility as much as possible. And that really starts with listening. The best communicator in any room is the best listener, not the best talker.
Right.
And so it's being able to listen and hold her hurts and her pains. Now, you don't have to necessarily agree with them, but you do have to understand them. But the other thing you want to be careful of, Willis, is that her grievance isn't an invitation for your grievance. Okay, that's where I see a lot of couples start circling the drain, is that you just want to seek to understand it until she's in a place where then she could hear back from you. But really, we don't readily move towards our pain, and for whatever reason, you are her pain. Right, wrong, or indifferent, and you want to be able to understand that really, really well so that you can love her through that pain as opposed to fighting her in that pain.
Yes, and you know, I think just the fact that we men and women are different, and then if a man accepts Christ, and it's just really hard to kind of settle down and just not want everybody else to do the same thing, you know. And so the greatest thing that you want to share, it can really become very, very troublesome to the other person. And sometimes you'd literally have to start over and just say, look, I'm 2017, maybe I didn't understand certain things. Then it leads to this other thing, and you just ask for a chance to start over and try to connect. And anybody else that maybe you're thinking, I'm more like her than him, just how about, just for the greater good, try to connect with this person that just is at on a different plane, or you just lost your connection. Maybe something good can come from that. You know what I want to see for every person? And by the way, I'm going to send him a copy of the book that I don't care whether you're a Christian, or I do care whether you're a Christian, but people that are believers or non-believers, people that are married to believers or not, you could benefit from how we love. And I'm going to send that book to him. It is the foundation of what we do in our Intimacy in Marriage weekend. And we're going to do that online July the 25th. And I would love for you and your wife, or you and your husband, to join us. Because you're not staying in a hotel room, if you were getting ready to get married and you wanted to come and be part of this, you're not married, but you're about to be, this could change everything for that first year of marriage. Please pray about it. It's so powerful. There's so much wisdom there for any marriage. It'll just take you to a better place. It's July the 25th, Intimacy in Marriage. Also, Every Man's Battle is this Saturday. That's June the 27th. And maybe as the summer has opened up, you've realized I've still got this problem. It's a lust problem, and I need to deal with it. God will honor you by just wherever you are deciding I need to go a little bit deeper in my relationship with him. We're going to do another Finding Freedom this summer. We'll do Restore. You can find out information just by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com. Now, tomorrow, we've got one of your favorites coming back on, Dr. Daniel Amen. He is the author of The End of Mental Illness. As you know, he's a Christian psychiatrist, went to Oral Roberts University before he got into, well, I guess he was actually studying pre-med there. And he really does have a heart for people transforming their lives and really dealing with that organ, the brain. And I have, you know, when we look at the, if you look at the logo of New Life, I have a real appreciation for what happens with that brain. Romans 12:2 says you can transform your life by changing the way you think. And you think in the brain, we need everything going for us, because that thinking change leads to a different way of dealing with other folks, different way of processing and experiencing life on the emotional level. It really is a great beginning. He'll be here tomorrow. Also, don't forget, anybody joining Club New Life, we send you the Transformation Kit, $30 a month, and I'm going to say thank you with a Bible, a journal that is just so powerful as it guides you through the seasons of recovery. We'll send you a devotional book, and then we've got the workbook and four other workbooks that are specifically designed for transformation. Our way of saying thank you. If you can help us, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you want to join the next program, 1-800-229-3000. We love you. Join me 3 o'clock on Going Deeper on Facebook Live. That's 3 o'clock Eastern Time. Thank you, Mylon. Thank you, Chris. See you next time, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.